The federal government's debt levy on people earning over $180,000 has passed the Senate, but not without Liberal Senator Ian MacDonald, again raising concerns about it. Senator MacDonald took the unusual step of questioning the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Queensland Liberal Ian MacDonald has enthusiastically adopted a new role as burr under the government's saddle. He's questioning government policies and he's doing it repeatedly and publicly, even in the Senate itself. This afternoon he asked the Finance Minister why the debt levy is being imposed on people earning more than $180,000 a year, but not on big companies.
Why is it that individuals have to pay the surcharge, but not companies that earn their living, earn their income from Australia? It just does not make sense to me.
From our point of view, in the context of the judgments that the government has made, we don't think it would help us either building a stronger economy or repairing the budget if we increased company taxation in the way that Senator MacDonald has suggested.
Ian MacDonald's not fond of the government's paid parental leave scheme either, so Senator Cormann incorporated some mollifying words about that plan into his answers.
I thank the Minister for his courteous response, and I have to say there isn't a lot of what he said that I don't strongly agree with, but he still didn't answer the question. He did raise the issue of the paid parental scheme, which I hadn't raised today. But see, Minister, you can't have it both ways. If there is a debt crisis, and I accept there is, that requires people to contribute in, whether it's in reduction of government assistance or additional tax for high-income earners, why is it that companies, and you've told me there are 3,000 of them earning more than $5 million a year, it's a bit of an advance on 180,000, I might say, why it is that those companies are not being asked to contribute to the accepted and acknowledged debt crisis Australia faces. With the very, very greatest of respect, can I just say that the arguments you raise are really do not make sense. You said if we were to increase company tax, it would impact on our desire to build a stronger economy through additional investment. Well, sorry, Minister, you are increasing the income tax on companies. You are increasing the company tax.
Despite Senator MacDonald's objections, the bill passed the Senate without a vote. Labor Senator Sam Dastyari was quick to highlight how unusual it is for a coalition senator to quiz a minister from his own side.
This is extraordinary. What you have here is a very senior coalition senator, somebody who has actually been in this chamber, Minister, longer than you and I have been in the country, coming here and saying that the arguments that are being made by his own government does not make sense.
The Queensland Senate is also raising questions about the coalition plan to return to indexation of fuel excise. He's from regional Queensland and wants to know what it means for his constituents. The Treasurer Joe Hockey's agreed to his request to have some modelling done on the impact, but the analysis that's done will look at what proportion of the excise would be collected in regional areas versus urban areas, and then how much is spent on roads in each area. So that research is likely to show that the sheer number of drivers in the big cities compared to the relatively smaller numbers in the regions means more excise is raised in the city, and that doesn't answer the Senator's query about the impact of the indexation on regional Australia.
Louise Yaxley.